At the 2013 Commodity Classic, I'm visiting with Andy Levine with the American Seed Trade Association. And Andy, I know you've got a kind of a new project going on here with CropLife where you are preparing a guide for seed treatment stewardship. Tell us a little bit about this program.
Well, as seed treatments have been adopted on a rapid basis for the application of the distribution of agrochemicals on seed, we want to make sure that the growers are understanding the proper use, distribution, planting of that seed so that there isn't any adverse effect on either the environment, pollinators, or others in and around the fields. But it's a very, very well-adopted, accepted technology, and it's one that's proven very safe. So we want to make sure that we're all going forward together in this project.
Well, it's very timely here, of course, because we're entering a new season. We've, in fact, got a poll going right now on our website asking about planting intentions for corn. It'll be interesting to see how that comes out. So with this program and this information, where and when can we see it available?
Well, this is a notice coming to Commodity Classic right now, really kind of letting people know this program is going to be rolled out. We anticipate having the website fully up and running by March 22nd. We're already outreaching to corn growers, obviously, Farm Bureau. We'll go down to the state corn grower associations and the state farm bureaus to communicate that message out about seed treatment and proper stewardship.
Well, I'm looking at your announcement, and some of those questions that this information is going to answer include things like, what do I do with unused treated seed, and how do I store that treated seed safely? So, depending on what the weather does, these could become very important questions.
Yeah, it really is, as we look to try and be more precise in providing seed to the growers and ensuring that they're getting the amount of seed that they need for the acres they're planting. If there is any leftover seed, how do you properly handle that? As you said, Chuck, store it and things like that as we go forward. And so it really is going to be a web-based program, communicating out also through the media, radio, print media, to work closely with the growers on that handling.
Now, you mentioned website coming here, but even right now, growers can go online. Direct them where, because they got a little incentive going for them.
Well, we'd like them to go to www.seed-treatment-guide.com. If you sign up, we have two prizes for $500, and it enables that farmer, as soon as it does come live, they'll get a notice that it's live. And so go ahead and sign up, and again, that address is www.seed-treatment-guide.com.
Okay, well, we'll definitely point them that way. Very timely here at Commodity Classic. We've been listening to presentations and just hearing growers in the hallway talking about when they're going to be able to start kicking off planting. And again, weather is the number one issue that everybody is kind of concerned about right now. So thank you very much, Andy Levine, with the American Seed Trade Association. Here at Commodity Classic, I'm Chuck Zimmerman.